Lines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Grace and Ella with your 11 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, a prime 39-hectare site near Maroochydore City Centre has sold for $93.5 million to Brisbane-based firm QM Properties. They now have preliminary approval for low to medium density housing, with the plan submitted to the Sunshine Coast Council showing large sections of the site could include five-storey houses. Jackie LaRue, from local business group 4556 Chamber, said the development provided fresh opportunities for the local economy. Local residents worry about the development's impact on traffic. David and Joanne Ellaby said there was already a large church, school, funeral home, and sports ground further up the road. It would be nice to know what traffic migration the council and town planners are considering with this new development, Mr. Ellaby said. New analysis coming out of the University of Queensland has found that a significant drop in school attendance during the transition from primary school to high school for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander students. Data from the Australian Curriculum Assessment and Reporting Authority found that the attendance rates among students was stable in primary school, but dropped from the beginning of secondary school for many First Nations students. Expert in childhood brain development from the Queensland Brain Institute, Professor Karen Thorpe, says the results demonstrate a substantial gap in policy regarding Indigenous education, which must be rectified in order to create equitable education opportunities. In national news, researchers at Deakin University have conducted a study on how factors of ADHD in children can adversely affect their long-term health and quality of life. The study involved 4,000 children aged 4 to 17. They traced the group of children over a 13-year period. Children with two or more siblings, those with family support and engagement in physical activity, had better outcomes. Whereas, children taking common ADHD medications had poorer health outcomes. However, researchers say this result should be treated with cautions given the sample size of the study. Dr. Harlaire from Deakin University said, "We need to take into account for the children's social and emotional difficulties. A more holistic approach would be recommended for children with ADHD, not just medication."
South Australia is planning on following in Victoria's footsteps, with both states pushing for public servants to be able to work from home one day a week. Member of the Legislative Council Robert Sims announced that South Australia's Greens were drafting a bill to guarantee one work from home day for public sector staff if it was reasonable and the law would set a benchmark for the private sector. According to the Office of the Commissioner for the Public Sector Employment, the state's government employs over 118,000 people as of 2024. However, Premier Peter Malkoussis told ABC Radio he would not support the proposed legislation. He said, "Occasionally, I think employers should have the ability to say, look, we're paying you to do a particular task and this is where I need you to perform those tasks." In international news, on Sunday, US President Donald Trump has pledged to evict homeless people from Washington, D.C. He also threatened to stop violent crime, contrary to Washington's mayor, Muriel Bowser, stating there had been no spike in criminal activity. Trump said on the Truth Social platform, "Homeless have to move out immediately. We will give you spaces to stay, but far from the Capitol. The criminals, you don't have to move out. We're going to put you in jail where you belong." Bowser reported to MSNBC, "We have spent over the last 2 years driving down violent crime in the city, driving it down to a 30-year low." She goes on to say that Trump is aware of this and she has recently met with the president to report the law enforcement success. Washington, D.C.'s police supports Bowers' claims, saying that the city's violent crime was down by 26% in the first half of 2025. For your weather today, Brisbane is radiating a warm inner glow because 4ZZZ's Radiothon is on. It's 19 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 21. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 5, which is in the moderate band. That's all for your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.